Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 20 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A group of Democrats tried to get into the Department of Education this morning in Washington. They found the doors locked. That department, the latest target of DOGE, Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. President Trump and Musk's buyout offer to about 2 million federal employees put on hold until at least Monday by a federal judge. Health experts say there's little risk to the public, but bird flu has been detected in New York City.
After inspectors found 7 cases of bird flu at live poultry markets in New York City in the last week, Governor Kathy Hochul announced,
"We're issuing a notice and order to temporarily shut down all live bird markets in New York City, as well as in Westchester, Nassau, and Suffolk counties."
The order lasts for 1 week, and all markets will require a state inspection before they're allowed to reopen. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Super Bowl this weekend could set records for gambling as more states legalize sports betting. This is ABC News. Search teams are looking for a small plane missing in Alaska. Here's ABC's Andrea Fuji with the story.
The Bering Air Cessna had 10 people on board when it was reported missing yesterday afternoon. It was scheduled to make a 150-mile flight from a small community in western Alaska to the city of Nome. The plane was in the air for under an hour during dangerous weather. The Coast Guard says its last known location was 12 miles offshore over the Bering Sea.
The plane went off the radar just before it was scheduled to land. The NTSB is monitoring the situation. 60 more teachers in Texas are under investigation in a statewide cheating scandal. Those educators allegedly obtained fraudulent certifications through a cheating ring spearheaded by a basketball coach within Houston's Independent School District. 5 people face criminal charges for allegedly running a $1 million cheating ring for more than 200 teachers across Dallas, Houston, and dozens of other school districts. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is cloudy and 20 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Partly to mostly cloudy for today. Highs in the upper 20s. Winds will be west around 5. Mostly cloudy tonight. Flurries possible late with a low of 20. And cloudy with light snow likely tomorrow. Around 1 inch of snow is expected with a high of 30. Once again in Richland Center, our temperature is 20 degrees and our winds are out of the east-northeast at 3 miles per hour.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you looking for a reliable auto body shop? Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists offers over 30 years of expertise, free estimates, and complimentary interior and exterior detailing with our collision repairs. We're dedicated to making your collision repair as easy as possible, so visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Well water quality is a major concern in Wisconsin, but sometimes the solution is simpler than you think. When issues arise, trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With years of experience, they've serviced wells all across the area, tackling everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. Whether it's a quick fix or a deeper repair, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Keep your well running smoothly with a team you can trust. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, serving Richland Center and beyond.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Today is Friday, February 7th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. Several inches of snow is possible with a winter storm system crossing western Wisconsin tonight through tomorrow night. The greatest impact will be north of I-90, while La Crosse County is in line for at least a couple inches of snow. Areas south of I-90 will see less snow and more mixed precipitation. After the snow, temperatures will drop off with highs in the teens to mid-20s for the next several days. The latest forecast for the Richland Center area predicts around an inch of snow, with heavier snow staying to the north. WRCL will keep you up to date if there are any weather changes. With the impending snow this weekend, use caution when clearing sidewalks and driveways. Brittany Merlot reports.
And an alarming number of heart attacks are linked to shoveling snow, and the risks increase with age. With the combination of cold temperatures and sudden physical exertion, a problem's created. The cold temperatures constrict blood vessels, making it harder for the blood to flow efficiently. So when you pair this with the physical strain of lifting heavy snow, this increases blood pressure and heart rate. And for someone with underlying heart disease or risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, or obesity, this sudden exertion can trigger a heart attack. People should pace themselves and take regular breaks every 10 to 15 minutes. Using a smaller shovel also helps limit the weight of each load. And if you can, push the snow rather than lifting and tossing it. This will help reduce strain on the heart.
A major phone and internet outage is impacting most of Greene County government. County Clerk and Administrative Coordinator Arianna Voglielli briefed the media late on Wednesday. She said at approximately 5:41 on Tuesday, the county network and internet connection went offline. The county IT department spent the day investigating and troubleshooting into the issues, but were ultimately unable to identify the issues and contacted IT support. Voglielli said the IT support determined that a network incident is causing the outage and that the county does not have an ETA for resolution. The sheriff's office is not impacted by the outage, which is expected to take days to resolve. A Wisconsin congressman wants to restrict any future student loan forgiveness. Sixth District Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman has reintroduced his Protecting Taxpayers from Student Loan Bailouts Act, which he says will prevent future administrations from replicating President Biden's student loan bailout scheme that could have cost taxpayers up to $1.4 trillion. This act requires that the Department of Education review the fiscal impact of any future plans to forgive student loan debt to ensure costs to the federal government do not increase and results in taxpayers footing for the bill. Any regulation that does not meet the standard would be prohibited from issuance, fundamentally prohibiting any future administration from ordering broad student loan forgiveness. Lisa Hale has an update on an Amber Alert for a missing 16-year-old girl.
An Amber Alert issued for 16-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam has been extended into Arkansas. Franklin, who is 3 months pregnant, was last seen at her home Sunday night. 40-year-old Gary Day is wanted in connection with her disappearance. Day is a resident of Cabot, Arkansas, and is believed to be the father of Sophia's unborn baby. Police say Day's 2014 black Buick LaCrosse has been seen with Arkansas and Pennsylvania license plates. Anyone with information is asked to call the Beaver Dam Police Department.
A unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that the swing state's nonpartisan top elections officials can remain in her post despite not being reappointed and confirmed by the state Senate. Republicans who control the Senate tried to fire Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf in 2023, leading the commission to sue in an effort to keep Wolf on the job. Wolf had been targeted by Republican lawmakers over how the 2020 presidential election won by former President Joe Biden was run in the state. Biden lost in 2024, and Republicans have not called for investigations into how that election was run. Thursday, the State Assembly's Education Committee heard public comment on bills relating to curriculum, assessment programs, and school board spending. Assembly Bill 3 requires incorporating cursive writing into the state standard for English language arts class. It would require cursive to be taught in elementary grades at all public, private, and charter schools. Right now, only some schools in Wisconsin teach cursive. It's not a requirement, and it's up to the school's district's discretion. Those in favor of the bill said writing in cursive promotes a number of cognitive benefits like enhancing motor skills, memory, and creativity. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly is against the bill and also the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill in Congress that would close a tax loophole regarding carried interest that allows investors to pay less income tax. The legislation, called the Carried Interest Fairness Act, would require that carried interest income be taxed like regular income. Right now, some investors are able to divert some wage income to fall under the under the lower 23.8% capital gains tax rate instead of being subject to ordinary income tax rates of up to 40.9%. Baldwin said that President Donald Trump has previously called the loophole unfair to American workers. Baldwin's legislation has about 13 co-sponsors, all Democrats in the U.S. Senate. The fate of the bill is unclear, given Republican control of both houses of Congress and the White House. The support for a statewide office of violence prevention is gaining ground in Wisconsin. Safety experts and advocates say they're hopeful it will save lives. Federal investments have historically been helpful in efforts to address the cause of violence before it happens. But with the recent Trump administration ordered spending freeze and rescinding federal grants, these efforts may be in jeopardy. Governor Tony Evers announced he's directing $10 million to the Office of Violence Prevention. The funds will come from the American Rescue Plan Act. It's still unclear whether the Trump administration will impact federal funds for the program. A Wisconsin congressman proposes a bill that would ban federal government contracts for special government employees. Second District Representative Mark Pocan plans to introduce the Eliminate Looting of Our Nation by Mitigating Unethical State Kleptocracy Act, or the Elon Musk Act. Musk heads the Trump's administration Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, which looks to cut waste in government spending. Pocan says the text of his planned legislation will be forthcoming. A one-vehicle crash sent three people into the hospital yesterday in Portage County. It happened a little after 8:30 in the morning when the roads were snow and ice covered and slippery. The Portage County Sheriff's Office released a statement reporting the pickup truck was traveling on State Highway 54 in the township of Plover when it lost control near Coolidge Avenue. The truck left the roadway and crashed into a tree. The 22-year-old male driver, an adult female passenger, and a 6-year-old girl suffered severe injuries. They were transported to the hospital for treatment. CC3 hosted the 2025 Regional Spelling Bee at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College Auditorium on Wednesday. 27 outstanding spellers represented the following school districts: Barneveld, Belmont, Benton, Blackhawk, Cuba City, Darlington, Fenimore, Highland, Iowa Grant, Lancaster, Mineral Point, Platteville, Potosi, Richland, River Ridge, River Valley, Riverdale, Schultzburg, Southwestern, Wauzeka Steuben, Weston, and Prairie Catholic School. Congratulations to the top three spellers, Astoria Graham of Lancaster School District. She's in grade 7. Sydney Hooks of Barneveld School District, grade 8. And Ella Horsfall of Mineral Point School District, grade 7. And alternate Ben Waterfall of Richland School District, grade 8. The top three spellers will advance to the state-level competition on Saturday, March 29th at 1 o'clock at the Mitby Theater at Madison College. If any of the top three are unable to participate, the alternate will take their place. We extend our best wishes to the spellers as they prepare for the next stage of competition. WRCO News Time is 12:17. WRCO News will return right after this.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Looking for the perfect spot to satisfy your cravings? Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the area's go-to destination. Friday nights, it's all about the fish, featuring delicious shrimp. On Saturdays, treat yourself to mouthwatering prime rib and shrimp. During lunch, swing in for the soup and sandwich specials, or try the famous hash burger, a meal that hits the spot. Sundays, roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts, which are crafted daily. Turbo's Bar and Grill, more than just great food, it's a place for unforgettable times with family and friends. Once you visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite for food, friends, and fun.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Regular oil changes keep your vehicle running strong, and Kendall Lube Express on Highway 14 in Richland Center makes it quick and hassle-free. Get top-quality service with trusted Mobile One products. No appointment needed. Just drive in, stay in your car, and let the professionals take care of the rest. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The car wash bays are under construction, but Kendall Lube is open and ready to serve you. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Stop by Kendall Lube Express today.
Currently, it is cloudy and 21 degrees at 1220. The 2025 Mobile Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children will be held April 10th through the 12th at Truvent Building No. 3 in Boscobel. The financial goal for the Boscobel Feed My Starving Children this year is $66,000, which will purchase the ingredients to pack over 233,000 Mana Pack meals. Fundraising is ongoing. The annual pie auction will be held tomorrow at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The soup and sandwich lunch will begin at 11, with the live auction starting at noon. Pie donations for the live auction and other baked goods for the bake sale can be donated the day of the event. Public registration for the Boscobel Mobile Pack will begin on February 27th. 7 packing shifts are planned, and again this year, with 100 volunteers needed per shift. Teams are divided into groups of 10, so it's helpful but not necessary to have 10 to be your team size. Contact give.fmsc.org/Boscobel to register. To learn more, go to fmsc.org to learn more. Financial donations to the Boscobel Mobile Pack can also be made to give.fmsc.org/Boscobel. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds snowmobilers and ATV, UTV riders that no ice is 100% safe. DNR wardens report a number of incidents of recreational vehicles going through the ice throughout the state. The DNR's 2025 fatal crash reporting reflects 6 fatal off-highway vehicle incidents so far this year. 4 out of those 6 incidents involved UTVs going through the ice. There has also been ice-related snowmobile fatalities. With sturgeon spearing kicking off this weekend and other popular fishing activities on the lake, it is extremely important to keep safety at the forefront. Keep these safety tips in mind when operating recreational vehicles during winter. Remember, UTVs are heavy. They are the heaviest recreational vehicle on the ice, often being close to 3,000 pounds. This is similar to a car or truck. Have a plan in case you do go through the ice. Roll your window down when traveling on the ice and make sure you can easily open your door. Make sure you have life jackets or some type of flotation for every occupant of the UTV. Recovery for the UTV or other vehicles is the responsibility of the owner-operator after 30 days. The owner can be fined each day after 30 days. Recovery rates for the machine can also be very expensive. This may not be the year to explore new locations. Stick to known areas that typically have better ice conditions. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions. Local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops are the best source for local current ice conditions. Never consume alcohol or drugs before or during your ride. Carry a cell phone and let people know where you are going and when you'll return home. Watch for pressure ridges or ice buckling. This can be dangerous due to thin ice and open water. Visit the DNR's Ice Safety webpage for more information on staying safe on the ice. Wednesday, U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin, Democrat from Wisconsin, and Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, introduced the Dairy Business Innovation Act of 2025, bipartisan legislation that will strengthen the dairy business innovation initiatives to help more American dairy farmers and processors add value to their businesses, including creating new products, expanding their markets, and modernizing their production facilities. To date, the Baldwin-backed program has supported over 250 farmers and processors in the Midwest, including 109 in Wisconsin. This week, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced a proposed budget investment of more than $80 million to support Wisconsin's farmers, producers, and agricultural industries. As part of this 2025 through 27 executive budget proposal, the governor included more than $3.7 million to reimburse corn farmers up to 50% of the total cost of purchasing seed treatment that discourages birds, especially sandhill cranes, from eating their seed. This budget initiative also reflects an important finding from the State Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes, of which the International Crane Foundation participated as a core member. Though pro-hunt members are prevented the measure from passing the committee, a standalone program to support farmers administered by the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is the clear route to making progress on this issue. OpenAI is scouring the U.S. for sites to build a network of huge data centers to power its artificial intelligence technology, expanding beyond a flagship Texas location and looking across 16 states to accelerate the Stargate project championed by President Donald Trump. The maker of ChatGPT has put out a request for proposals and this week began visiting locations in Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Trump touted Stargate, a newly formed joint venture between OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank, shortly after returning to the White House last month. Wisconsin motor vehicle license plates will be getting a different look of sorts, Bob Haig reports.
The State Division of Motor Vehicles will soon debut a new series of plates beginning with the letter B. This comes after nearly 8 years and more than 4.5 million letter number combinations, beginning with the letter A. DMV estimates it will take approximately 7 years to get through all possible B combinations. Wisconsin's current format of seven-character license plates began in April 2017 with the letter A. Bob, B.O.B. Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Make sure you're taking the proper steps prepping your food for a Super Bowl party on Sunday. U.S. Department of Ag Food Safety Specialist Maura Drum says it's crucial meat and poultry are cooked to the right temperatures, which is 160 degrees Fahrenheit for ground beef and 165 degrees Fahrenheit for poultry. Drum says you should also use separate cutting boards for meat and ready-to-serve items like cheese or vegetables. More tips can be found on the USDA website. WRCO News Time is 12:27. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
And one more piece of information to pass along. Today's winner of $100 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Spencer Budenhagen on ticket number 978.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin.
Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died January 28th at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet today from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Teach is survived by two children, Jimmy and Sativa Self of Ithaca, and Jackie Noyes of Madison. 11 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, significant other, Stephen A.J. Foyt of Gotham, sister, Patricia and Kevin McEvick of Yuba, stepsisters, Patty Castor of Mongolia, Texas, Karen Ketcher of Oregon, and Terry Bone Brenham of Watertown, many other relatives and friends. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Tom Berger is survived by his wife, Brenda, a son, Nathan McBain and Amy Reinhardt of Richland Center, 7 grandchildren, sisters and brother-in-law, Arnold and Teresa Williams of Richland Center, and Kim Nelson of DeForest, and other relatives and friends. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville. Avis Marvine Subara, age 89, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be at the Chex National Cemetery in Champion Valley, Yuba, following the service at approximately 1:30. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 11 until the time of service at noon. Marvine Subara is survived by 3 daughters, Jean Bield, Avis and Marty Brown, and Sheila and Tim Stark. 3 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, a brother, Thomas B., and a stepbrother, Wayne Wanless. Avis Marvine Subara, age 89. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, Sunday from 1 to 4, and at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Monday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to the charity of your choice are appreciated. Steve Johnsrud is survived by 2 children, Tristan, Aunt Laura Johnsrud of West Salem, and Sarah and Chris Diaz of Eau Claire. For grandchildren, siblings, Margaret and Tom Davidson, Linda and Jimmy Garza, Donald B. Johnsrud, Sue and Arnie Clemma, Alan and Tracy Johnsrud, and Paul and Tammy Johnsrud. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika. Gay V. Donovan, 70, of Casanova, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Burial will follow in the Souls Creek Cemetery. Gay Donovan is survived by her husband, Dr. Joseph Doc Donovan, 12 children, Vicki Donovan, Joey Donovan, Scott and Sherry Donovan, Steve Donovan, Jason and Jody Donovan, Tim and Carlene Donovan, Dale and Samantha Donovan, Jennifer Storkson and Todd Abing, Jackie Spencer and Rory Commons, Tommy Donovan and Jen McGuire, Stephanie and Chris Muller, and Lucky and Brandon Donovan Fowl. 14 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, 3 brothers, Russell and Myra Jones, John and Elaine Jones, and Jack Jones. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Gary V. Donovan, 70, of Casanova. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Carol Otteson is survived by her children, Brenda Otteson, Eric and Barb Otteson, Matthew and Kelly Otteson, and Michael Otteson. Sisters, Deanna O'Connell and Manola Norris. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died Sunday at home. Graveside services will be held Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corners Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Mike Baker is survived by his mother, Jackie Baker, of Richland Center, father, Douglas Baker, of Georgia, brothers, Shane and Haley Clems, of Richland Center, and Brian Baker, of Georgia. Uncles, special aunt, Liz Gott, of Waterloo, special cousin, Amy B. Barrett, of Waterloo, special friends, Jamie, Rich, and Tim, and many cousins and friends. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kaylin Faulkner and Colton Unbehan had a son, Layton Allen.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Wauston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights, feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Wauston.
The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we're in for some active weather late tonight and tomorrow across the region, especially if you're traveling northward. A sizable snow event will cross much of central Minnesota into central Wisconsin. Could be as much as 6 inches of snow or a bit more there. A sharp cutoff, though, on the southern fringe of it, so we're going to have amounts here probably just around an inch in our listening area. But still, that could be enough to make those roads a bit snow-covered and slushy. That'll move away tomorrow evening, and we'll be left with chilly and dry weather Sunday into Monday. A weak front will pass the area early Tuesday, might spark a snow shower or two, with another system possibly grazing the upper Midwest Wednesday and Thursday, although most of that one looks to pass south of our region. Overall, temperatures will be colder than normal for next week. Here's a forecast for the rest of today. Partly or mostly cloudy, high temperature in the upper 20s, with a west wind up to 5. Mostly cloudy tonight, flurries possible late, low near 20. Tomorrow, some light snow likely, around an inch expected, with a high near 30 degrees. Wind from the east near 10 miles an hour, becoming north late. Tomorrow night, a couple of flurries early, then partly cloudy and brisk, low near 7. Sunday brings us plenty of sunshine, somewhat cooler conditions, high at 24, wind northwest around 10. Heading into Monday, partly sunny, low 8, with a high of 24. Tuesday, variably cloudy, with a few snow showers early, low 4 degrees, high of 17. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of light snow, low 0 with a high of 19. And Thursday, partly sunny and cold, low 2 below 0 with a high of 17 degrees. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced. Excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 22 degrees after a morning low of 9. Yesterday's high was 27, and we received a trace of precipitation. Record high set back in 1987 is 51 degrees, with a record low of 22 below set back in 1967. Last year's high was 47 with a low of 32. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:21, with sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:09. We did receive, as far as winds go, we did receive gusts up to about 41 miles per hour around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Currently, though, the winds are out of the east-northeast at 4 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 16 degrees. Our barometric reading is 30.23, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 22 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Water stewardship in agriculture, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Minnesota is a water-rich state, and farmers there are working to keep it that way. Warren Formo heads the Minnesota Agricultural Water Resource Center.
Farmers take water quality, water issues very seriously, and recognize a lot of these issues and are working very hard to address them.
Formo says irrigation is a big water user in many parts of the U.S., but only about 4% of Minnesota's cropland is irrigated, according to Formo.
We know that as soils vary across a field, not every type of soil needs the same amount of water. There are several farmers in Minnesota who are part of research projects to essentially vary the rate across the field as that pivot goes around. And it's very new technology, rather costly at this point.
Formo likes the results so far.
Tremendous potential to save water, tremendous potential to make nitrogen efficiency better, and very cutting-edge technology that we're rather excited about.
Formo says dairy farms, for example, use cold water to keep bulk tanks of milk cool, and as that water warms up, it becomes drinking water for the cattle and used to clean barns. The manure is eventually applied to a field, providing nutrients and water for the crops. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Agribusiness News. I'm Brownfield. Members of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association have set their policy for 2025. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has the story.
From tax relief to a farm bill, the policy priorities for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in 2025 are focused on advancing solutions that help improve the general business climate for agriculture. Ethan Lane is Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for NCBA.
With a renewed Congress, Republican control across Washington, across the board, this feels like opportunity for our producers, and they're wanting to make sure we don't leave any of that on the table.
He says tax relief is priority one for members, but they are also focused on securing core wins from that 2024 House Ag Committee passed farm bill in any bill that's done this year. However,
it's probably bold to assume we're going to see the farm bill move forward in a very orderly way this year, given this tight legislative environment.
From San Antonio, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
A Wisconsin farmer is not expecting any big changes to his spring plants. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Shane Goplin raises corn, soybeans, and alfalfa near Osseo, Wisconsin. He tells Brownfield his spring inputs are lined up.
Everything is secured. Just secured the last of it here last week.
Goplin says this winter has been like most every other winter.
Assessing 2024, looking forward to 2025, and, you know, making some tweaks. I don't think we have to make any huge adjustments.
Goplin says, like most farmers, he's looking for those little things that can improve efficiency and his bottom line. Goplin says his 2025 cost of production will be down slightly, but so will the prices. But he's optimistic there will be opportunities to market his crops for a profit. From the Wisconsin Corn Soy Pork Expo in Wisconsin Dells, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
The senior merchandiser at Clarkson Grain says proposed tariffs on countries like Canada could boost organic grain markets. Kelsey Graber tells Brownfield.
In the organic space, we import a lot of organics, and there's a lot of concerns around integrity of the organic grains coming in from other countries. So, you know, if there are import tariffs, it could actually help the organic space if we're limiting the amount of grain that's coming in from the outside.
She says organic farmers could use the boost. Spring moisture plays a crucial role in weed management. University of Minnesota Extension crops educator Dave Nicoli says sufficient rain between March and May helps pre-emergent herbicides be more effective.
And that was very evident this year in terms of having really good rainfall patterns. Compared to previous years, say for example, when it's been dry, that first 2 or 3 weeks right out of the chute in terms of after planting.
He tells Brownfield this spring could be too wet or too dry.
So we still say, plan on a good pre-post program and know your crop in terms of what the weeds are out there in that particular field.
I'm Nicole Haslop with Brownfield.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are higher. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country has been quiet Friday after some light business that took place on Thursday. Asking prices are around 208 plus in the south and 330 plus in the north. No bids have been renewed so far, and it's looking like the bulk of trade has been completed for the week. Some cleanup deals could take place Friday afternoon. Boxed beef was lower at midday, with choice down 172 at 322.26 and select down 24 cents at 314.53. At the Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa on Thursday, feeder steer calves 500 to 600 pounds were selling $8 to $12 higher compared to the most recent sale. Heavier weights had a lower undertone to $6 lower. All weight classes of feeder heifers were fully steady to $6 higher. USDA says demand was very good for the overall offering. Feeder supply included 61% steers, and 69% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 609 to 645 pounds, brought $313.50 to $335. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 612 to 645 pounds, sold for $280 to $306. Cash hogs are higher at midday with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Most buyers at those major direct markets have the needed near-term numbers in hand after the more aggressive movement that took place earlier in the week. The wholesale market is showing some signs of improved domestic demand, but that will have to be sustained. While export demand remains solid, that could be impacted by tariffs. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had no trend established at midday, but had a base range of $81 to $88. Butcher hogs were steady to higher at the Midwest cash markets in Garnavillo, Iowa and Dorchester, Wisconsin. Barrows and gilts were up $4 at $64. Sows were steady to higher with a range of $62 to $68. Boars were marked at $22. At Red Oak, Iowa, barrows and gilts were steady at $52, sows were steady to a dollar higher at $62 to $65, and boars were priced at $3 to $27. Pork values were higher at midday, up $1.65 at $97.29. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agra America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agra America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu with TipSack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a sunny day sale with a bigger crowd. Large squares topped at $180 a ton and large rounds topped at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Household, nice tools, guitars, hunting gear, ammo, and much more. Online only auction ending February 12th at 6 p.m. Soft closed. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020. Or for more info, or go to www.TipSackAuctionRealty.com. This is Chase Hestetu. Have a great day.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower today with more rain in the forecast for dry parts of Argentina, while some of Brazil should see better harvest weather. U.S. beans are at a significant premium to South American soybeans, and that is impacting global demand. March beans are 11.5 lower at 10.49. May's down 10.5 at 10.65 1/4. March bean meal's 5.60 lower at $300.80. March bean oil 65 points higher at 46.05. Corn's down, monitoring development weather in Argentina and the second crop corn planting pace in Brazil. Losses are at least somewhat limited by the solid feed, fuel, and export demand. March corn's 8.5 lower at 486.75. May's down 8 at 499.5. And wheat seeing a little bit of a correction ahead of more cold temperatures in parts of the Midwest and Plains, including areas with little to no snow cover. Slower sales out of the Black Sea region could boost export demand. March Chicago's down 6.5 at 581.25. March Kansas City's 4.5 lower at 603. March Minneapolis wheat's down 3 at 625.5. Live and feeder cattle are up on technical buying, looking a little bit oversold after yesterday's drop. Direct cattle markets are quiet after the week's light to moderate, lower than the previous week activity. Box beef was down at midday today. April live is up 27 at 197.05. June 60 higher at 192.42. March feeders are up 12 at 265.42. And April's 37 higher at 265.37. And hogs are higher, supported by the higher midday move in pork. Midwest butcher markets are up $4. The major directs had no recent comparison. April lean's up 62 at 92.37. May's 42 higher at 96.25. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Keeping your big game spread safe. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. This weekend is one of the biggest party weekends of the year. Jesus Garcia with the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service says that means you shouldn't skimp on food safety.
The Super Bowl is the second busiest food holiday after the Thanksgiving holiday, so party hosts